Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Farming and ranching can be a life full of joy, but it can include heartache and challenges as well. Many aspects of the job are beyond one's control, including commodity prices, weather, and disease outbreak. According to the National Rural Health Association, farmers are three times more likely to die by suicide than those in other occupations. SDSU Extension Mental Health Specialist Andrea Bjornstad believes it's critical for people to be aware of the signs of stress.
Everyone's signs and symptoms are different, but it's very important to notice ours and be able to recognize when maybe we've hit our limit of, okay, I recognize that I'm really stressed right now and I need to manage that stress. Because at some point, when we experience chronic stress, it can cross that line into depression or anxiety.
When one is feeling overwhelmed, whether it be during busy harvest or for any reason, Bjornstad encourages taking a break, both physically and mentally. She suggests taking a drive or a walk, listening to music, spending time in prayer, playing with the kids, or attending a ball game. Talking about the stress is also helpful, and numerous counseling resources are available to farmers and ranchers, including the Avera Farm and Rural Stress Hotline, calling or texting 988, or services through the South Dakota Agricultural Health Voucher Program, which offers free counseling.
Maybe it hasn't crossed into the line where you're feeling any, you know, depression or anxiety or suicidal thoughts, but that doesn't mean that you can't reach out for that extra support.
Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu and search Ag Voucher Program.